This is Album Worms. It's like a book club, but for albums. I'm Sean.
And I'm Chris. And on this episode, we will be discussing our favorite Christmas albums.
Let's get started. Welcome to Album Worms. Welcome to our Christmas edition of Album Worms. Take a moment, subscribe to us wherever you find your favorite podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Album Worms. And Chris, Merry Christmas, bud.
Merry Christmas, Sean. I know this time of year gets pretty hectic, so, you know, it's nice to be able to do this.
Absolutely. I know we mentioned doing this on our last episode, so I'm actually glad we fit it in because, yeah, it is the holiday crunch season, so not much time to play around with.
Nope, not at all, especially being a barber. The last couple weeks are crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you have like no cuts after New Year's too?
Yeah, usually January is the slow month, so it's kind of, you know, everybody's sick and tired of paying for everything, so they just kind of take January, February and kind of just recoup. Recover, which I can't blame them. It's, you know, December is always stressful.
I did my Barbara solid and booked a January 4th cut.
Oh, so nice. Well, you'll keep them busy.
Yeah. I was like, I can do the hat for Christmas and New Year's.
It's pretty much where I'm at, too.
Well, I am excited to talk some Christmas music.
Me too.
I think I enjoy some good holiday cheer. I don't listen to it like nonstop once Thanksgiving hits, but I enjoy the holiday albums, and I certainly have my go-tos that I want to listen to every year. So I'm looking forward to discussing some of those and comparing notes.
Yeah, me too.
I know this episode isn't going to be for everyone either. I'm pretty sure our good friend Corey, that we've had on the podcast multiple times, hates Christmas music, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't think he's a huge fan.
I mean, there is like so much Christmas music, and some of it can be get pretty obscure. But let's talk about some of our favorites though. But before we get into it, I actually have, we haven't done one of these in a bit, Chris, so I have one nerdy tidbit for us.
Ooh, I love that. Nerd! Never gets old.
All right, well, I was curious, what is the most popular Christmas album, and looked up what Christmas record has sold the most amount of albums in RIAA history? Any guesses?
Mariah Carey.
Oof, that's a good guess, but incorrect.
Dang, what is it?
Maybe because it hasn't been around for nearly as long as this record. So the most popular record is Elvis Presley's 1957 LP, Elvis's Christmas Album, has sold 17 million copies in the US. And plus, I guess there's another 10 million copies of a budget edition released in the 1970s, and another 4 million copies of a reissue released in 1985. So, sold quite a few records.
I'd say so. Gee.
So, can't go wrong with Elvis, so.
No. I guess that I would have eventually probably guessed Elvis. I know he has a Christmas album, but I did not know it was the number one selling Christmas album.
No, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
Elvis's Christmas album is off my radar.
Yeah. I mean, I thought maybe it was Mariah Carey's Christmas, but I am wrong.
Yeah, that's got to be up there too. It's got to be top 10.
Yeah, I mean, right? You would think so, because it's usually, I hear it every year.
Yep. Well, let's talk about some of our favorite Christmas records. Is there any ones that you kind of, as soon as the Christmas season hits, they're your first go-to records?
Yeah, so I've been a fan of J.D. McPherson for a long time. And in 2018, he put out a record called Socks.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. As far as I know, they're all original songs. Like Hey Skinny Santa is probably my favorite one on the record. But yeah, I usually kind of put this one on ever since it came out. It's definitely a go-to for me. It's probably the one that I pull out the most, just because his music's more kind of like 50s style rock.
Uh-huh.
Some rockabilly maybe in there influenced. So it's kind of right up my alley, especially with Christmas songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's have actually Stuart play Hey Skinny Santa for us. Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. It's upbeat. Good Christmas stuff.
I think I've listened to that record before, but I need to have that in my more regular rotation. I gotta put that on more when we're having dinner or something.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's something definitely I think everybody can enjoy and listen to. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah, that's no. I feel like that's like perfect Christmas dinner music.
Yeah, it's great. My parents even like it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Do you have one that you kind of enjoy?
Yeah. So I have like two like instant Christmas traditions that kind of go hand in hand a little bit. So the day after Thanksgiving, one of our favorite holiday traditions is to decorate our Christmas tree. And my go-to for that is always Sufjan Stevens.
Ooh, good.
And he's come out with all together 10 discs of Christmas music. Back when you actually bought CDs. But the first one, Songs for Christmas, which was released in 2006, that was a 5-disc set. I remember going to Best Buy to buy that. And so that's my go-to. It's a little bit more classic, Sufjan, folky, and has some real classics on it, and also has some originals like Come On, Let's Boogie to the Elf Dance, or Put the Lights on the Tree are all originals. So the whole record is pretty memorable to me, has become part of our family tradition. So Silent Night is usually the first one that we kick off because it's the first song on the record. So that those are some of the first tones that I hear in the Christmas season, but I really highlighting some of his originals. Let's have Stuart, can you play Come On, Let's Boogie to the Elf Dance?
Up in the bedroom, your sister's bangs, she cut them herself. Santa is here, sleigh bells are ringing, 21 elves, they are all singing.
Yeah, I mean, I could keep going listening to that. I love that song.
That's great.
And so Sufjan then later came out with another set of Christmas music in, what year was it? 2016. So 10 years later, which is after kind of Age of Oz, which came out in 2010. So he was a little bit more in that electronic phase of his life and had some other great songs on that. And one of the most obscure Christmas songs I think ever created is on this record, Chris.
Okay. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I gotta scroll down. Stewart. I think it's on the last disc here.
Oh, that's Stewart's job.
It's actually the last song, and it's a 12-minute song, so I wonder, let's see if we can find a good place to play this.
It's a unicorn. In a uniform made of gold, with a billy goat beard and a sorcerer's shield and a mistletoe on my nose. Oh, I'm a Christian holiday, I'm a symbol of original sin.
So the song is Christmas Unicorn, which is pretty darn obscure.
That's great.
And so it's kind of like that same day that we do our Christmas tree decorating, we finish the Christmas tree and then we watch the movie Elf, which is my favorite Christmas movie. So when I hear this song.
And every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling.
That's when I know I'm in the Christmas season, as soon as I hear Pennies from Heaven off the Elf soundtrack.
Yeah.
That song slaps.
Oh, it's so good.
Back to you, Chris. What other Christmas albums do you listen to?
There's really one other one. And if you are a fan of Charlie Brown at all,
yeah,
the Vince Guaraldi trio has the Charlie Brown Christmas. I mean, I don't think for me and my family there is any more quintessential Christmas record than this one. I mean, my grandparents, I grew up listening to it with my grandparents, my parents. I still listen to it. I mean, you can't go wrong at all.
No, I'm glad you pulled this up. I didn't have it on my list, but I know it's very iconic and it is it's a great Christmas record. I think you can make a solid argument that this is the Christmas record.
You know, I mean, I don't even know. I don't even think you have to know who he is or know that he did a lot of music for Charlie Brown and the Peanuts Gang. Mm-hmm. But I think if you play Christmas Time Is Here, I think it's that song. I think you would know that song. You know, I feel like it's played at malls. It's played kind of everywhere.
All right, Stuart, let's pull that up. Yeah, I mean, you hear that everywhere. I think even, like you said, I think there's probably a lot of people that hear that and have no idea that's from Charlie Brown Christmas record.
So those were kind of my two go-tos.
Very solid, my friend. So the other Christmas records that I really enjoy is she and him. And she and him is Zooey Deschanel's band with M. Ward. Been a fan of theirs since they came out with their debut record. They've come out with two Christmas records. So a very She and Him Christmas released in 2011 and Christmas Party released in 2016. I like both records. I think I'm a little bit lean towards a very She and Him Christmas as kind of my go-to. And we'll have Stuart play I'll Be Home for Christmas just so people can get a feel if they haven't heard this record before.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow.
That has so many themes working in its favor. So, I mean, M. Ward's guitar tone is so iconic.
Oh, it's great.
And Zooey's voice is perfection, in my opinion. I love her kind of her vintage, kind of more baritone singing stylings. So that is actually one of my biggest complaints with the Elf soundtrack is they don't have Zooey's version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Maybe they have Baby It's Cold Outside, but they don't have the one where the one she sings at the end of the movie. I forget what song that is.
Yeah.
Anywho, this is a great, great podcasting. Very informative.
So basically we're just saying, you know, go watch Elf.
Yeah. This record is great. I have this one on vinyl. It's pretty groovy color vinyl. And the other Christmas record too is great. And the one note that I want to say about their Christmas Party album is if you love the song All I Want for Christmas, but you hate Mariah Carey, they do a cover of All I Want for Christmas.
Cool.
Listen to this.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want
you. There's your Mariah Carey alternative for you there.
I like that. Gonna burn out on the Mariah Carey if you ask me.
Oh yeah. I can't remember, I think it's pre-pandemic, got to see She and Him in concert doing a Christmas concert. So they did a bunch of their Christmas record, primarily their Christmas songs. They did a few of their other originals, but it was pretty festive and pretty awesome.
That's cool.
The other fun thing about that show is I stayed in a hotel in LA that night, and M. Ward was staying in the same hotel.
Did you meet him?
I came so close, Chris. I seriously was. I can't remember what threw off the time. Something threw off my timing, but I was literally seconds away from sharing an elevator with M. Ward.
Dang. That's cool. Which
I was disappointed and also relieved when it didn't happen, because it would have been so awkward of like, do I say something? Do I not say something? I feel like I should have said something, which is not my personality. But it's not. I think M. Ward probably isn't recognized a ton, so I probably thinks he appreciates, but it's also the hotel he's staying in, So he might have been creeped out that I don't know. So in some ways I was disappointed, in other ways I was relieved that it didn't happen.
No, I totally understand that, because I'm the same way, man. If I see someone famous, it's usually like just a head nod or something, like,
yeah,
I acknowledge you, but I'm gonna let you do your thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's more my style.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do in an elevator, but
I'm afraid if you give the nod's just the one would send it over the creepy edge. You know, then he's like, oh, this guy's creepy nod,
and he's in an elevator. And then what happens if you get off on the same floor? Like, oh, then
yeah, and then you're next door to each other.
Then you're on. Getting a security personnel, so
yeah, you're changing rooms, I think. Different you're floors.
You're asked to not return ever again.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, what else do you listen to in the Christmas season? Anything?
I mean, there's bands. I wouldn't say that they necessarily have Christmas records, but there are Christmas songs from certain bands that I always enjoy. Blink 182 is one of them. You can't go wrong with them. Dropkick Murphys has one or two Christmas songs that
is that know, you the know, Blink like, song I Won't Be Home for Christmas.
Yes
All right. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute since I've heard this.
So good.
That's a Blink 182 Christmas song. That's exactly what you think it would be.
Yep. And that's kind of a song that's definitely I play a few times during the Christmas month. Yeah, so I mean I listen to a couple bands that do some songs, but there's the Chieftains. They have a best Celtic Christmas. It's pretty good. The Chieftains are fun. What's the song that I usually listen to? The first song, The Bells of Dublin, Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah. Stuart, play that jam for us. You know, it doesn't always happen. Doesn't always be front of mind, but every now and then, good Irish hymn or little ditty just really hits the spot.
Yeah. Then you would like the Chieftains.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Just kind of like you, like really obscure. yeah. So
I think we can do more obscure than this. So I think this is still okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
I feel like we're still in the realm of listenable Christmas music, even though if it's like not what you would typically listen to. But I think we can get into some obscure stuff in a little bit. Let's still hang in the atmosphere of music we enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the greats, Frank Sinatra, you can't go wrong with his Christmas songs. You know, all of that's wonderful.
How about Bing Crosby?
Oh yeah, that's great.
that's a, I think that's like a pretty classic one that I like to listen to. I mean, he has a bunch, but I like to listen to some of his stuff a little bit. I mean, his most popular ones like White Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Let Stuart play that one for us. Classic.
Yep.
Speaking before we go on from Bing Crosby, I was looking up Bing Crosby's music and I came across this album, Christmas and Lo-Fi. And someone did like lo-fi versions of Bing Crosby's songs.
Really? Oh no. Oh no.
It's not terrible.
Okay.
It's kind of like, all right, let's try this out here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely not as bad as I thought it would be.
Bing Crosby and lo-fi, there you go.
Who would have thought? There's another really good one. It's Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Oh yeah,
Once Upon a Time in Christmas. That's a good record. I think it's all the kind of popular Christmas songs.
Man, did you see her at the Cowboys game?
Yeah, sure did.
That was something
interesting. Yeah, definitely something.
All right, let's play something from that. So that record was Once Upon a Christmas. Stuart, yes. Let's play Winter Wonderland.
Stuart's on top of it.
Solid.
Yep.
Can't go wrong.
Definitely came out in the 80s. Just
yeah,
definitely 84. Sounds. Yep, there you go. That sounds super 80s.
I also think it's funny if people haven't listened to our podcast before and legit think Stuart is a real person. So
I really hope so. He does what he can. He does a really good job.
He does, yeah.
He's behind the scenes and he likes to stay that way. You know?
Well, there's two pretty big Christmas records that we haven't talked about. I think we all know this is happening, right? You know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to cue this one. We're just gonna go straight into a clip here that Stuart's gonna pull up for us. Definitely not Christmas without a little Mannheim Steamroller.
No, not at all.
Good old times. They only do Christmas music, right? That's all they do?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't there like somewhere? So there is like another one kind of along these lines that your parents went to see, right?
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Yeah, they're crazy too.
Oh, yeah. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yep, they're wild. I'm so surprised my parents, I think they've seen them like 3 or 4 years in a row. Maybe they skipped COVID 2020, but
Wizards in Winter.
Sounds great.
Let's rock it. Oh yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. My parents go to their concerts. I love it.
Tell your parents that we're going next time to sign us up.
They asked if I wanted to go this year. Maybe I actually should take them up on it.
Yeah, you should. That's amazing.
Yeah, they love it. My mom's got the t-shirt and everything.
Want to take a guess at what Jordy's favorite Christmas record is? My wife. Christmas record.
I wouldn't even know, man. Beyond.
It's, I don't think you would guess, but I think you can respect it. It's
okay.
Kenny G.
Kenny G, really? I mean, yeah. I mean, why not?
It's great. Listen, I mean, give this a little listen here.
Yeah, it's great.
It's an ongoing bit too. Every time she plays Kenny G or Kenny G is mentioned, I always have to say, do you know he knows how the circular beat?
that's right, he does. Man, that's stuff not easy.
So wild.
Yeah, that's yeah, the circular breathing is insane to me. Just I can't tell you how many times I've tried it.
You were with me when he did the national anthem at Angel Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He held on to that note in the Star Spangled Banner forever. It was pretty rad.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, you know, not a huge Kenny G fan, but I give him props.
Yeah. Gotta.
Yeah. It's just, it's not his playing. I just, soft jazz is not my bag.
Yeah.
But hey, you know.
Yeah. You got to be in the mood.
Yep. Good Christmas song, nonetheless.
You want to talk some super obscure records? Because I started like going down a hole just to see what Christmas records are out there. And I was like, there are so many Christmas records from random bands and artists that I had no idea ever existed.
Let's do it. Let's go. Bring them on.
So, all right, I'll start somewhat not super obscure, I guess stuff that we would be into but we probably didn't realize happened. So My Morning Jacket has a Christmas record.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's because it's one of the first records they put out. It's like their second record or whatever.
That's interesting.
Early in their career. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, like, I feel Christmas albums come out like once you're kind of established and you're like, all right, now I can just kind of put a record out that I want to do and I want to do a Christmas album.
Right.
Not like your second album's a Christmas record.
Yeah. We're going to confirm this just so I make sure I'm not speaking out of turn here. So, yeah. They had Tennessee Fire in 1999 was their first record, and then their second record in 2000 does Xmas Fiasco style.
Hey, all right.
And they look like the freaking mafia on the album cover.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's great. Man, 2000. Jeez.
And then along those same lines, Bright Eyes has a Christmas album.
Well, all right.
What's surprising about that is, I mean, Bright Eyes is one of the originators of emo music, I think is fair to say.
Definitely around the time. Yeah, for sure.
Isn't Christmas a little too happy? Like, do they have to bring down? What emo stuff can they talk about? What's Christmas?
I mean, you know.
They got socks instead of Hot Wheels, or
yeah, you know, a onesie instead of, you know, cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. You know, I don't know why I said cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, but you know, yeah, they're in like sports coats. Crazy. You want to play one of the songs?
Let's pull it up here.
I'm trying to like picture what it would sound like. Yeah, there.
Blue Christmas, perfect. Of course it would be blue Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, might as well be. Jesus. Emo, blue, you know, checks out.
Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you.
That checks out. That's, I guess.
That makes me depressed just listening to it.
Oh man, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, that's
great. You can't make this stuff up.
No. Blue Christmas. It's a good song though.
Yeah. There was like also like a flurry of 90s boy band related Christmas albums.
Yes.
NSYNC. I guess that might be 2000s. New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men. Later in that, Justin Bieber followed like way down the line with the Christmas album. So like, if you're a boy band, eventually you're going to do a Christmas record, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff sells. People, I mean, I know people that start listening to Christmas music, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, another one that I completely forgot of. I had no idea that Weezer had a Christmas record.
Dude, that was one of the things I had written down. I forgot. It's like, what, 5 or 6 songs? Yeah, it's not bad. Listen to it this morning.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yep, that's Weezer.
Yeah. You know, Ratliff has a Christmas song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
It's pretty awesome. All right. So I've saved the last 3 most obscure records for last.
Great.
So I'm trying to decide which one. All right. I think the next one is Snoop Dogg and his record Christmas in the Doghouse.
Yes. You know, he has his own clothing line at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah. Totally off track, but you know, I just thought I'd share that with everyone.
I avoid Walmart.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Definitely don't blame you for that.
All right. Let's see if there's any appropriate. No, I don't think there's going to be any appropriate songs to play.
Oh, this Christmas, maybe. No.
Nah. Yeah.
And new Xmas?
we won't play any songs, but yeah, go check that record out. So the next one is pretty obscure because this person I think is pretty well known for being Jewish. And that's William Shatner has a Christmas record. The captain himself. There's a punk version even. What is going on?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Punk, bam, go, go, dashing go, through go, the go. Snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go. Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride, say, a sleigh song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells.
Oh man. He could do no wrong.
No. Well, that's super, super obscure.
All right. So I got one last one that I think is, I'm calling this is my most obscure one. And that is Twisted Sister.
Yes. That's
a Christmas record.
That's awesome.
All right. Sewer's going to play O Come, All You Faithful. Here we go.
Yes. Oh man.
This is Blast This As Loud As You Can Christmas music right there.
That's awesome.
Feel the holiday spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to that tomorrow.
Do you know I saw Dee Snider at Chapman one time?
Really? That's cool. I've heard he's a cool guy.
I think he was touring the campus for his kid or something.
Interesting. That's cool.
But I was just like, Dee Snider? What the?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
All right, I'm tapped out on Christmas music. I don't know if you've got anything else, but
I sure don't.
I don't think there's any topping Twisted Sister.
No, no, or Bright Eyes.
Are you a Blue Christmas? That's so classic.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else. I kind of we talked about pretty much everything that I had.
Dope. Well, I had fun doing this.
Yeah, me certainly, too. It's great.
Certainly gonna. We've only got a few more weeks of the holiday season, so gonna put these on heavy blast.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely be listening to Twisted Christmas by Twisted Sister.
So good.
That's great. I really am glad that they did this.
People need to know about this. We need to spread the word.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone who has tuned in and listened to our little podcast here. If you could take a moment, like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, whatever you want to do, that would be awesome. I think our next episode's got to be our top records of 23, right?
I think so. I think that's the next one.
So probably, I would guess, by the time we get to it might be 24, early 24 by the time we release that episode, but we'll see when we can get to it. I think I've got a short list going already. So
yeah,
I think
I've got some written down as well. So
it's going to be hard though. So there's been some late sliders that coming in a little bit later in the season for me, which is throwing off my order. Cause I'm like, do I list the ones that have been around since February, or it's hard to judge sometimes in the ranking, but
yeah, I mean, I think you just go with the heart, you know, just,
yeah.
If it's came out later in the year, you know, I have a couple of the same thing that, but I'm like, man, they're great records. So they gotta be in my list. So.
Yeah. We'll have to do some soul searching over our Christmas break.
Deep thoughts.
We need that sound clip from Deep Thoughts.
Deep Thoughts.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, bud. Thanks for doing this with me.
Oh, dude, I have a blast. This was fun. Kind of made me find some Christmas stuff that I'm not familiar with. Especially A Twisted Christmas. Yep. A Twisted Christmas by A Twisted Sister.
Oh, man.
All right, Sean.
Till next time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Chris.
And we're Album Worms.